You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 12, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The domestic use of military forces in the United States, particularly in response to civil unrest and immigration enforcement, is a growing concern. This trend has implications for civil liberties and the balance between national security and domestic law enforcement. A leaked memo suggests that a potential Trump administration in 2025 could escalate the domestic use of the military, particularly targeting anti-immigration efforts and seeking greater Pentagon involvement in domestic enforcement. The memo details talking points for Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials to persuade Pentagon officials to increase their involvement, referencing attacks on DHS officers and designating Central and South American cartels and gangs as terrorist organizations. New Pentagon rules are redefining military authority, allowing intelligence assistance in civilian operations and permitting lethal force in response to imminent threats. Critics warn that these provisions could lead to a dangerous militarization of civilian life, especially during protests. Proponents argue they are necessary to address evolving threats. The militarization of policing and deployment of federal forces in response to protests, particularly in Black communities, have historical precedents. Protests in Los Angeles in June 2025, sparked by federal immigration raids, saw the deployment of the California National Guard and militarized police units, highlighting a pattern of militarization in policing. The use of federal troops to quell protests draws parallels to tactics employed during the civil rights movement. However, a crucial difference exists. Presidents in the civil rights era used troops to protect people, while current deployments may be perceived as protecting the government from protesters. The deployment of Black Hawk helicopters and federalized National Guard units in Los Angeles reflects the imperial boomerang effect, where tactics developed for foreign conflicts are applied domestically. The DHS, created after 9/11, is seen as a template for how this imperial boomerang operates, combining immigration enforcement, border militarization, and counterterrorism, which can lead to arbitrary detentions and persecution of migrants. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 generally limits the use of the U.S. military for domestic law enforcement. This limitation was established partly due to the white supremacist rollback of Reconstruction. However, exceptions exist under the Insurrection Act, allowing the president to deploy federal troops if a state cannot maintain public order. The significance of potential violations lies in the historical intent to prevent military interference with civil liberties rooted in the founding of the U.S. The founders inserted roadblocks to make it difficult for the government to use troops against its own citizens. The imperial boomerang effect suggests a cyclical relationship where external military engagements influence internal policing. The increasing militarization of local and federal police forces in the U.S. exemplifies how capabilities developed for other contexts are used domestically. The ability of a president to deploy forces that resemble military units without the politically fraught step of deploying the military itself highlights the domestic application of military-like force. The historical context for changing military authority often stems from perceived threats to national security, leading to reevaluations of the Posse Comitatus Act and the Insurrection Act. The leaked memo indicates that the Trump administration is pushing for greater Pentagon involvement in domestic enforcement, particularly regarding anti-immigration efforts. This suggests a desire for expanded military authority in domestic operations. The memo includes talking points for DHS officials to persuade Pentagon officials, referencing attacks on DHS officers and designating cartels and gangs as terrorist organizations. This implies a strategic effort to justify and expand military roles. The designation of cartels and gangs as terrorist organizations broadens the scope of military involvement in domestic affairs, allowing for the application of counterterrorism frameworks. The historical context of militarized policing in Black communities is deeply rooted in the U.S. federal troop deployments often occurred during significant social unrest or to enforce federal law against state resistance. Current actions differ in their stated purpose, often focusing on immigration enforcement rather than the protection of civil rights. Copyright African Elements.